In Berkeley, this is Amanda Bellerby reporting for Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. 2 weeks ago, I interviewed Rebecca Aldworth of the Humane Society from the ice floes in Canada's Gulf of St. Lawrence for Flashpoint's environmental segment, Earth Matters. Besides slaughtering 95,000 baby seals without mercy, almost half of them killed inhumanely, the sealers' unprovoked attacks on people who were there to bear witness to the seal hunt gained a great deal of media attention. Some of those attacked were with the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, a marine mammal protection group famous for direct actions on the high seas. With us on satellite phone from the very stormy waters off the coast of Newfoundland in Canada is Captain Paul Watson of the Sea Shepherd Society aboard the group's ship, the Farley Mowat. Paul Watson, thank you so much for being there and for joining us on Flashpoints.
Well, thank you.
So tell us what's happening up there. Tell us where you are and what it looks like from aboard your ship, the Farley Mowat.
Well, the seal hunt was scheduled to start on April 12th, but they haven't killed a single seal because of the weather. It's been hurricane-force winds out here, and we've been slammed around for the last 3 days, and it doesn't look like it's abating. It's still pretty bad. We've got our own personal Coast Guard icebreaker escort who've been following us for 3 days. They're here to make sure that we don't commit the crime of taking a picture of somebody killing a seal, which is illegal in Canada. But it's interesting that there's been 400 distress calls from vessels along the Labrador coast, and yet Canada's got one icebreaker just exclusively to keep an eye on us.
Now, how many sealing ships do you think are out there in this incredible storm?
Well, there's 380 sealing vessels, but most of them are in port, 200 of them in the port of St. Anthony's in Newfoundland, and they're having a hard time getting out because the ice pressure has locked them into the harbor. And so I think hopefully it'll be a disaster for the sealing industry this year. They didn't get their quota in the Gulf. They had 4 days of really bad weather and only one good day. They killed 15,000 that first day and have their quota of 90,000. I believe they only took 34,000.
Really? In the Gulf of St. Lawrence, they only took 34,000?
That's what I understand. But I can't see them.
Only.
Because we were with them all the time. And, you know, yeah, only is relative, of course.
Yeah.
But we were with them all the time, and, you know, they were locked into the ice pretty solid.
Describe the ocean for us, where you are. Tell us exactly what it's like aboard your ship, just briefly.
Well, it's about 10 degrees below zero, and so we're getting a lot of ice forming on the ship. We've got winds ranging from 65 to 80 miles an hour, so there's a lot of heavy waves, a lot of white water, and a lot of rolling and rocking.
You've said on your website that you all really would prefer to be there, though, than the other reason that you're in that area, right?
Yeah, I mean, the storms are good in that they're keeping the sealing vessels from, you know, going out sealing. And so, you know, hopefully tomorrow will be another day that they'll be stopped.
Can you talk about how your crew was attacked and some of them arrested down in the Gulf of St. Lawrence?
Yes, our crew went out to film the sealers, and as they approached them, the sealers attacked, and we videotaped the entire attack, and my crew were under orders to not resist or fight back, and they didn't, but they were punched, kicked, and struck with sealing clubs, especially the ones with the spikes in them.
The hack-a-picks?
The hack-a-picks. They knocked the cameras out of their hand and bloodied some of our crew. And the Canadian government then responded by arresting 11 of the crew. They did not arrest any of the sealers. And our crew were charged with taking photographs of sealers without permission of the Government of Canada, which, as far as we're concerned, this is an opportunity for us to take it into court and challenge the constitutionality. In Canada, you're not allowed to restrict the movement of a Canadian citizen in Canadian territory, and these are what these regulations do. But it's interesting that the camera seems to be much more of a powerful weapon or more of a threat to the Canadian government than clubs and rifles that the sealers have in have been threatening us with.
Now, talk more about that. Talk about what's been going on in the Canadian media. And in the Globe and Mail, there was a Toronto Globe and Mail article by Rebecca Wente, I think her name is. Can you talk about how the Canadian public is responding to what's happening to you, and what's happening with the seal hunt?
Well, about 74% of the Canadian public are opposed to the seal hunt, but in the province of Newfoundland, it's pretty much 100%. I did a debate this morning with on CBC with the federal minister of Natural Resources, John Effort, who's from Newfoundland. And his whole propaganda that he believes everything that he says, and it was absolutely amazing. He just launched into, you know, you're just out here for the money, you've got your offshore accounts, you got millions of dollars, and you're sitting there dining on lamb and veal while, you know, and protesting people killing seals. And I'm going, well, wait a minute, we're a pretty poor group, and it's a vegetarian vessel. So, I mean, they put this concept of what they want to believe in their mind, and then they put it out to the public. So when federal ministers are, you know, putting this kind of propaganda out, and then they have the audacity to call us liars. In fact, I challenged the minister, and I said, you know, your government is the most corrupt and most scandal-ridden government in the history of Canada, and you have the nerve to make these accusations against us?
Can you talk about this boycott of Canadian seafood and how you think that might work to end the seal hunt?
The most powerful weapon we have is the boycott of Canadian seafood because the seal hunt makes about $16 million in total. It's not very much. The Canadian seafood industry is worth over $2.5 billion. So it won't take much to get to cut into that $16 million profit that the seal hunt makes. So what we're trying to do is encouraging restaurants and hotels to, you know, to not buy Canadian fish products. And that would send a message loud and clear. We're actually putting up a thing called a seal of approval, which, you know, restaurants can put in their windows saying that they support, they're not serving Canadian seafood in order to protect baby seals. Another one of the myths that the minister said today, he says, you people continue to lie and say we're killing baby seals when we're not. We're killing adult seals. And I said to the minister, I said, every single seal I saw killed in the Gulf was a baby seal. It's all in the definition. According to the government, if a seal is over 3 weeks old, it's no longer a baby seal. But all of the seals that we saw on the ice were helpless, defenseless. They couldn't go into the water. They couldn't run away from their attackers. I don't know why they call it a seal hunt. There's no hunt involved in it. It's a vicious, cruel, and merciless slaughter of babies on the ice.
Now, did you witness yourself, Captain Paul Watson, did you witness seals being killed inhumanely?
Oh, I have, over the years, I have witnessed this many, many times, and most recently in the Gulf 2 weeks ago, I saw a sealer come up and kick a seal in the face without using the club and turn it over and begin skinning it. But we've seen and documented violation after violation over the years, and the Canadian government still insists that not a single seal is killed inhumanely, which is a ridiculous statement to make. I mean, you know, you can't possibly guarantee that. And they refuse to look at any of the documentation or the violations. We have enough violations on video in order to lay charges against dealers, but the government won't entertain any possible charges against them. In fact, when the Department of Fisheries and Oceans arrested my crew, one of them was saying to Peter Hammerstedt, our crew member from Sweden, he says, you know, just try and resist me. I'd just love to hurt you good.
Well, it sounds like a very dangerous environment, and those of us that are watching this closely on the internet and through the media are very grateful that you and your crew have the courage and commitment to be there. We're going to have to leave the interview right there, but we'd like to stay in touch with you on this. And thank you so much for being there and for joining us today on Flashpoints, Captain Paul Watson of the Farley Mowat and the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society.
Thank you.
For more information about the Canadian seal hunt and resistance to it, you can go to www.seashepherd.org. This is Amanda Bellerby reporting for Flashpoints.